What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, I'm sorry. I was reading my new book, The Plot Against the King, 2000 Mules, and I got my autographed copy from Cash Patel. Pretty amazing, guys. Don't forget to get it. And don't forget to get this one, too. There's two of them, and they're both autographed. Shady Groove, welcome. We've had a couple of days off. How you doing today? You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. We're fighting again on Wednesday here with all of you great Patriots. We have been away for a minute, but so glad to be back amongst the greatest group of Patriots on planet Earth. Welcome to this MG Show today, everybody. I think we're gonna have some fun out there today, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on. You know, you've got the EU calling out Pfizer live in front of the European Parliament. MEPs, actually the president of the EU, is saying, oh, they didn't do the tests, they admitted it. And it's here we are going, oh, okay, we got booster shots now approved for 5 years and younger. Dude, it's a scam. It's a crime against humanity. The Dutch MP even called it a crime against humanity, and they spent a lot of money being lied to. How does that make everybody feel?
Yeah, it should make everybody wake up real quick. That's the way it should make everybody feel.
Then we got Durham, Shady Groove. We got Durham. We got Durham day two. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Then, Shady, we also have a little bit of a pit update. We've got some amazing Anons, Kanakoa the Great, The Authority, Gus Coyote. So many great researchers, and I know I've left some out, but I can't name you all because we are digging, and the connections to China and the money now, Shady, is now connected.
Yep. And it's starting to come out, and it's starting to actually get legs. This news story is starting to really heat up around the country. I'm hoping that you guys are letting your representatives know how you feel about it.
And then we also have a real special guest, Shady Groove. We have an America First candidate deep, deep, deep behind enemy lines. And apparently she's doing very well in the polls. And that is the future senator of Oregon, Jo Rae Perkins. We're going to have her coming up, Shady. We're going to talk to her. And I just did a truth. Go to Truth Social and say, I basically said, please donate. Gave her campaign and asked Donald J. Trump to please recognize an America First candidate at Jo Rae Perkins. And we need to recognize her, Shady. I mean, we've got, and she's at one of those sleeper. She's one of those sleeper candidates, guys. We need to get behind her. So that's what we're going to do, Shady. We've got a pretty big show, and I'm sure I left some stuff out because, I mean, it's drip, drip, flood at this point, Shady.
Yes, it absolutely is, and I'm really excited to be here. I'm really excited to have Jo Rae come back over and hang out with you guys for a few minutes to give us an update on what's happening in the hopefully soon-to-be great state of Oregon.
Yeah, yeah, we need to make Oregon great again. And there's a Dropboxes. They have Dropboxes. I went to the Dropbox site in Oregon. They don't release their Dropboxes and the locations until the 20 days before the election. And right now, what are we at? We're at 27 days before the election. But before we go any further, we're going to pay some bills because we are sponsored by you, not Lucifizer. Yeti, roll that beautiful bean footage. Welcome back, guys.
Boom. Boom.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
And welcome back. We are live right here on the MG Show. Wow. Coming here live for you on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just use your Spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio. We got Brighteon.tv. Thank you, Brighteon.tv. And of course, we've got our Rumble show, Rumble.com/MG Show. We love you guys. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we recognize everybody in here. Thank you very much. We've got Zinfa. He says, welcome back, boys. Bring the rants for today's show. Thank you. And he's got the goal up there. Thank you for that. Susan VN, welcome back, Susan. A $17 Rumble rant. And apparently I see Paris out there. Paris actually cruised into the States and hung out with some of the MG Show people over on MG Show, t.me/MG Show. Good to see you, Paris. I heard that was a really fun time. Steph Anon had a birthday yesterday. I think I missed another one too out there. I can't remember who it was, but happy birthday to the birthdays that we've missed. Shady Groove, welcome back to the show.
I might have been Garden Gnome with a birthday if I saw that correctly. Happy birthday to Steph and especially to Garden Gnome. This great patriot has been with the show for the whole time. I think she was there at the very first Q Lounge Live. So thank you so much to all of you out there and a very happy birthday to you guys.
And MyPillow.com/MG Show. If you guys need some sheets for the winter, you get your sheets over at MyPillow.com/MG Show. And the number just went away. Let me just double check that.
1-800-873-0478. Call MyPillow.
One more time.
What was that?
One more time.
1-800-873-0478. To support MG Show through MyPillow.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I just like to read it twice. you know, we're learning. And, you know, thank you guys for supporting the show through MyPillow.com. And thank you for everything. You know, you guys are amazing. So, Shady, let's bring in our guest, Joe Ray Perkins, Shady Groove.
Yes. Joe Ray, come on over here. Join the MG show. Give us a little bit of an update about how close you are to beating Ron Wyden this coming November.
Well, we are 27 days away from hashtag retire Ron Wyden. 27 days. Good golly, Miss Molly, I'll tell you. That's like around the corner to me. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be Oregon's next United States Senator. Y'all remember that horse race where the jockey got thrown off the horse and the horse coming from behind Rich Strike won? Odds were like 82 to 1. That's me. Yep. I am Rich Strike. So one of our candidates here running in Oregon's newest congressional district, Mike Erickson, I always like to give a shout out to Mike. He's been running polls on a regular basis. So he ran a poll September 20th to the 22nd. 400 people were surveyed. These are likely voters across the spectrum. And it's a really good cross-section for those in Oregon. It's Polk County, Yamhill County, part of Clackamas, part of Washington County, and part of, one more county, Marion County. Anyway, margin of error is 4.89%. 16.8% are undecided. 3% are going to vote for the Pacific Green or the Progressive Party guy. What did I say the margin of error is? Sorry, 16.2% margin of error. Ron Wyden is at 42%. Excuse me, back up. Undecided, 16.2. Ron Wyden is at 42%. Joe Ray Perkins is at 38.8% with a 4.89% margin of error. I haven't even started my ad yet.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
So Ron Wyden, he's a Republican, correct? Rhino?
No. No.
Okay. Thanks. So go ahead and explain who Ron Wyden is.
Ron Wyden is a Democrat that has been in Washington, D.C. He was elected to Congress as a representative in 1980. Then in January 1996, in a special election, became a United States Senator. He is the chair of the Finance Committee, one of the most powerful committees in all of Washington, D.C. He, along with Joe Biden, Wyden and Biden are two peas in a pod, are responsible for this out-of-control inflation that we are seeing.
Wow. And thank you, because I didn't know. I'm not in Oregon. You know, you guys are, and I get laughed at for not knowing the whole landscape. But we need Joe Ray Perkins.
I'm the Republican candidate and nominated by the Constitution Party of Oregon as well.
And the Republican Party is right behind you, too, as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, finally.
Well, the NRSC, well, you know, they tend to be a little quiet because I haven't raised the millions. So they like people that raise right. a lot of money and it's not, but I need money. So
we have a link. Yeah. Go to perkins.vote/MG show. That way, you know, whatever you donate, she knows that it came from you guys. Perkins.vote/MG show. She wants to make sure she gives you guys and us and, you know, everybody that donates a shout out. And she wants to run ads. She needs to beat this guy. And you see how close she is in the polls. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. And she has a chance to pull this out, folks. And she hasn't run ads yet, but she needs your help to get her word out in Oregon to be the next senator. Vote Joe Ray Perkins for U.S. Senate. It's perkins.vote/MG show. I mean, inflation is at a 41-year high, guys. Violent crimes are skyrocketing in Oregon. Homeless is up over 60% in many areas. Drug overdose deaths in Oregon are up 40%. Here's your crack pipe. Let's get somebody in there that's America first. I mean, in Oregon, didn't they decriminalize hard drugs?
Yes. So a couple years ago, they snookered the voters and said, oh, we're going to do all this stuff. So they made every drug, essentially, is legal. You can have you can carry your personal possession amount. I don't know what personal possession amount of meth or heroin or coke or crack or fentanyl or LSD is. When they decriminalized pot, it was 1 ounce. All these hardcore drugs, they did not name any specified amount of drug that you could carry.
Wow. You know.
And they wonder why crime and homelessness is up in Oregon.
And you got this. Well, yeah. Why, you know, what is he, 42 years in and Oregon still isn't make Oregon great again? It's still not as great as it could be and could be.
You got it. Shady was going to say something.
What I was just going to say was that the guy Wyden, who Joe Ray's running against, is actually the person who set up, implemented the mail-in voting here in Oregon. And the idea was that they were going to take this mail-in voting nationwide, and all of you guys were going to be doing nothing but mail-in voting soon. And right now, there is actually, even in Oregon, there's a pushback against the mail-in voting. There's people that are standing up there, a level of awareness that is out there now, Joe Ray, that I'd just kind of like for you to speak to it. It seems like there's a larger level of awareness about Mr. Wyden and about what he's done here in Oregon, and people finally starting to realize maybe that this whole mail-in voting thing for 25 years wasn't a great idea for their state. They sure can't point to anything that it's helped in the state, that's for sure.
Well, yes, that's it exactly, Shady. Ron Wyden goes around pontificating about his wonderful forest policies, yet in 2021, Oregon had more acreages lost to wildfires than number two of acreages lost in wildfires across the entire country. Oregon is a state, I'm looking for a piece of paper, here it is, I got what I'm looking for. So Oregon is a state that people ignore. Oh, it's just Oregon, nothing happens in Oregon. But I want to read to you guys a list. And this is a pretty big eye-opener. Oregon is the epicenter. We are ground zero for radicalism that spreads throughout the United States. We were the first state to legalize doctor-assisted suicide, which became model legislation. Now non-Oregonians can come to Oregon for their doctor-assisted suicide. In some cases, do not need to wait for 14 days. First state to legalize abortion for any reason up until the moment of birth. We already talked about the drugs. First state to automatically register people to vote through the motor voter law. First state to vote entirely by mail. And Ron Wyden, who I will retire, is the first U.S. senator to be elected totally by mail. First state to legally recognize a third gender. First state to pledge an end to coal-fired power, and they did so. And in 2007, Portland, Oregon, there's a group, Rose City Antifa, was founded here in Oregon. Oregon matters. I just want to scream this from the rooftops because nobody pays attention to Oregon. They ignore Oregon. The only one that paid any attention was President Trump during the riots. The riots are done. Nobody's paying any attention now. And in the meantime, radicalism starts in this state because it's just Oregon and nothing happens here.
And could you imagine if we got patriots in Oregon, guys? I mean, think about that. Biden 96% of the time, Wyden is voting for Biden. I'm listening to like the forestry stuff, and that reminds me of Hans-Jörg Wyss. This guy is funded by dark money. He's funded by it, allegedly. Guys, Oregon, step up. And please, if you can help Joe Ray Perkins, there's few select races. This is one of those sleeper races, and Joe Ray needs to win. She needs to win for America, and America needs Joe Ray to win.
It does. And the reality is the people that are out here, and I've been speaking with Joe Ray a little bit in the background, and I'm telling you, there's nobody that's working harder. And I just want to say this as a compliment to her, but I've been a part and participated and seen and watched some political campaigns in the past, and I've never seen someone like Ms. Perkins, who literally can stand there and speak to anyone and anybody's concerns or anybody's thoughts or whatever's going on with them. And she takes the time to speak with them about what's going on in a very, very calm mannered way, no matter what they bring at her. And I just think it's interesting, the comparison, because, we just now have this whole situation that happened in Arizona with Katie Hobbs running away from the press. Joe Ray Perkins will not run away from the press. She will look them right in the eye, and she will tell them what she thinks that is the right thing. And that is the type of strength and character that we desperately need on the Senate level in Washington, D.C., not just in the House or the Congress. I mean, this is a big deal to actually get a patriot. I'm hoping we get a few patriots in there in November, but definitely need you there, Joe Ray.
Yeah.
Thank you. Some of the things that the senators do, they confirm the appointees by the president. Should a president be brought up on charges to be impeached, it's the Senate that determines to find guilt or not guilt. There's so much that goes on. Right now, we're at a 50-50. We have a chance, not just with Oregon, but with a few other states, to take this to 52-48 or 53-47. So we really need to get that majority, and it will make such a difference to have that and have somebody. Yep. So for people that don't know, I am a solid constitutionalist. My staff and I will read every bill thoroughly. That means we have to go on rabbit trails. If you guys looked at the Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, started off being called the Build Back Better Act. That never went away. That is the Inflation Reduction Act, an oxymoron bill. But read the first paragraph. You're on rabbit trails going in to read an IRS code. My staff and I will read every bill and make sure that it is clearly constitutional. Mm. And if it's not, I have to vote no. Because if I voted yes, then I will have, violated my oath of office. Mm. And if I violate my oath of office, I am compelled to resign. And I'm not going to do that.
Right. Amen. And, there's two Senate races that could be sleepers in the battle that they're talking about. They're talking about Lee in Utah and Grassley in Iowa. And then this is the article, and they actually bring you up as well in this article. And they said this. They said, right now, I'd be surprised if a Republican QAnon supporter, Joe Ray Perkins, defeated Democratic Senator Ron Wyden in Oregon. Some will likely respond, oh, so you think Perkins can win? But the answer is, heck yeah, I am going to reverse those words. She needs to win. Will win, and they will be surprised when she does win. That was from the roll call, and I'm calling them out. And you guys need to get behind. Every time they, somebody's constitutionalist and pro Trump, you're a QAnoner because you use a phrase from a movie called "Where We Go, One We Go All," which is white squall. It's a movie phrase, folks.
And it really means all for one, one for all. Think of Three Musketeers. This is we survive together. Or we fail together. That's really what it means. It's about pushing up people, encouraging people to do the best that they can do. That's what it's about. Let's encourage each other. Let's stop this tearing down of everybody. My gosh, they want people just to be dull, disillusioned crybabies so that the federal government and the state and county government can come in and rescue you. You're all, so many people in America are walking around with their binkies in their mouth. I mean, grow up. Sometimes I want to channel a little bit of Joan Rivers. Oh, grow up.
That's perfect. And so, again, do you love it? Do you love it, Shady?
I love it.
I love it. All right. So this is it. Perkins.vote/MG show, guys. Please consider, a donation. Let's try to see if we can do a little bit more than 17 this time. Let's see if we can do the 25, maybe a 50. Maybe we can get somebody to really step up and help her out. And there's another link for $500 plus as well. Please go to that as well. But we need to unseat Ron Wyden, who is, what is he? 40. Here it is right here. Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. The committee oversees all components of the nation's housing and financial service sectors, including banking, insurance, real estate, public and assisted housing and securities. He needs to go. Ask yourself. Yeah. Are the housing and financial service industries in a good place right now?
No.
So then you need to vote Joe Ray. Term limit should be in place at all levels of government to limit corruption and this complacency. He's been in his seat for 42 years. And here it is. Votes with Biden 96% of the time. A vote for Wyden is a vote for Biden. So donate now to retire Ron with Perkins.vote/MG show.
Boom.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There's just so much. Ron Wyden compromised, and I don't believe in compromise. I will not. I will negotiate. He made a compromise. I don't know what it was to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which is an oxymoron bill. Somebody said it should be called the Inflation Induction Act. But think about this. In that act, and everybody knows this, 87,000 new IRS agents. Meanwhile, we have 20,000 Border Patrol agents. That is upside down. Why? On God's green earth, do we need 80,000 additional IRS agents to come pounding on your door saying, give us everything you made and throw people in jail? I mean, this is ridiculous. The meanwhile, we've got criminals walking loose on the streets. We've got people coming up over the border. Ron Wyden in 20, I think it was 2018, went across the border, brought over a pregnant woman who was having difficulties with her pregnancy. And so she gave birth to her baby in the U.S. So that baby supposedly becomes a U.S. citizen. That is not what the 14th Amendment was about, by the way. Anchor babies was not the point. I mean, he broke the law. He broke the law by going across the border and bringing somebody into the United States, transported them into the United States just to prove a point. And that is a violation of the law. Illegal transportation. I don't care that she was an adult. She didn't have the legal right to be here. That's trafficking.
Yeah, sounds a lot like trafficking.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot like trafficking, doesn't it? And child trafficking. Yeah. I mean, this is a real deal, folks. The borders are open. You know, the housing, the homeless, I mean, the drugs, everything. Obviously, these people have been in for 40 plus years. Ron Wyden being one of them. It's time to go. It's time to say, I'm going to vote for Joe, Ray Perkins.
Yes.
I want to mention something else, too. Recently on the floor of the Senate, he was having a little debate with Senator Rick Scott, and they're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. And Ron Wyden goes, well, these tax cheats, you know, they're getting away with all of this stuff. I'm paraphrasing there just a little bit. Well, let's talk about the tax cheats. Remember, he's been in Washington, D.C. almost 42 years. He's been responsible for a lot of the tax code over the last 42 years. But his wife, Nancy Bass Wyden, heiress to the Strand Bookstore Company, in Manhattan, which, by the way, Ron has been living in New York with his wife and children. And by the way, that's he should be with his wife and children. He just doesn't live in Oregon, but that's a side note. She got $2.7 million of PPP money, did not rehire the majority of her employees. And oh, by the way, no penalty, gets to keep that $2.7 million and has the audacity to stand on the floor of the Senate calling us tax cheats. Give me a break.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
Ron,
look at the landscape here.
So we're going to say hi to Alex Kaplan and Media Matters and David Brock and Hillary Clinton and the 1631 and Arabella Advisors, because they do not want Joe Ray to win. And we need her to win, folks. If David Brock and Hillary Clinton and the foreign billionaires don't want her to win, guess what? America needs her to win.
We need her to win.
We need her to win. We needed to win. So think about $17 donation, but let's see if we can pump it a little bit more for her, because she needs to buy, she needs to get her word out there in Oregon. And she's doing a fabulous job with people that may not even know right now. And when she talks to somebody that might have voted for Wyden, she can turn them, because she's such a great person and she loves her country and she's a great family woman. Joe Ray, we love you so much. So go to, make sure you go to, oh my gosh, I just had it here. I just had Perkins. Here Perkins.vote/NG show. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Yep. You're good.
That's okay. I want to say one other thing is in this country, we all have the right to our own views, values, beliefs, and opinions. And even though we are not going to agree 100% of the time, I met my husband, I was 16, almost 17. George and I do not agree 100% of the time. You and I are not going to agree 100% of the time, but I will always respect your right to your own views, values, beliefs, and opinions. But I will stand up for our Constitution and the Word of God 100% of the time as well. And it is time, like I said, that we come together. Divided we fall, united we will stand. This is the one country in the world where people leave everything they know. Their family, their culture, their lifestyle, their friends. They move here to America for the American dream, to find out that it's turned into a nightmare. Let's turn this ship around. Let us help make America again that shining light on the hill.
Amen.
We can do it. We can do it, Joe Ray.
We'll do it. We got to do it. So that's Joe Ray Perkins. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Joe Ray. We love you so much. Yeah.
We're going to see you soon, Joe Ray. Keep hammering out there.
We'll get you back. You got it. We'll get you back before, you know, the elections again. So Joe Ray Perkins, digital soldiers, Joe Ray Perkins, get over there. Everyone needs to go over there. Help her out. And it's Perkins.vote/MG show. Thank you, Joe Ray. Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
We love you, girl. Have a great day.
See you later.
Thank you, Joe Ray. Wow. And that's awesome. We have our own little website, Perkins.vote/MG show. What do you think of that, Arabella Advisors? Huh? Media Matters?
Oh, I'm We got to make sure that they write the article properly. So, you know, it's coming. It won't be long now.
That's right. And, you know, so digital soldiers, you've got your marching orders. Please help Joe Ray. Go on to Truth Social. Get out there and talk about Joe Ray and tag real Donald Trump as well. She is America first. She's been fully and thoroughly vetted by this show, and we stand behind her, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and also not only by this show, but she received almost 1 million votes 2 years ago whenever she was running against little Merkley over there. And very interesting as we watched the vote tallies roll in, and we, you know, as Joe Ray would get more votes, he would get more votes. It was unbelievable to see the synchronicity that was occurring out here. And, you know, I was born in North Carolina. I grew up back east and came to Oregon. I didn't really understand the mail-in voting reality at all. Like, I had no idea. You know, I came out here and I'm like, oh, well, if you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. I'm like, what? And then, you know, even on the, you know, a couple of the little apps and stuff, they're like, you know, trying to tell you to go get, you know, go to the DMV to register to vote. So it's very interesting how they have the system locked down. But again, you know, the portion of Oregon that is quote blue is the portion of Oregon up there around Portland. You know, the rest of the state is largely normal, but the area around Portland is in control of the rest of the state. The state is a lot of farmers, a lot of people that are, you know, hardworking American people. And they need to be represented, guys. So thank you so much for Joe Ray coming over and giving us a little update.
And, you know, and I want to also just make another call out, because this is local action, national impact. This is the state of Oregon, Shady. This is the Secretary of State, Shamia Fagan. This is your Oregon Dropbox locator, folks. The Dropbox locator will be available 20 days before the next statewide election. And remember, we've got 27 days. In 7 days, we're going to know where these drop boxes are, folks. And, you know, if you're in Oregon, you need to get onto cleanelectionsusa.org, cleanelectionsusa.org, and sign up to watch your drop boxes, because they will not be released until 7 days, folks. But get onto cleanelectionsusa.org to make sure that we go watch these drop boxes. Shady.
Yeah, man. You know, guess what? With those drop boxes, I'm hearing little rumors of some impact that patriots out there are having. I'm hearing that it's kind of hard for a person to walk up to a drop box with 6 or 7 votes with people that they could see watching that drop box. You know, it's all of a sudden you're getting a little bit timid. Remember the 2000 Mules movie? Whenever those people, the lady, you know, she's walking up there with like her whole little, she's looking around, right? She's like, oh, you know, like nobody's watching me, right? People won't commit crime the same way if they see somebody watching them. And so this is a brilliant way that we could change the future.
So I wrote a little song about it to these little Dropbox mules all over. I always feel like somebody's watching mules. And it's not a fantasy. It is true. And, you know, we've got Greg Phillips. We've got True the Vote. We've got cleanelectionsusa.org. In fact, if you're in Detroit, Michigan area, there may or may not be some meetings going on. Get at cleanelectionsusa.org and help out, folks. We need all the help we can get to help these people not commit crimes, Shady Groove. How about that?
I mean, but isn't it really cool? Isn't it just fantastic to see? Like, not just our group. I mean, it's amazing to see what our group is doing, but it's amazing to see how that concentric circles are growing from the inspiration. The inspiration starts at the center, and then the next layer of people come on, and then the next layer of people, and the next thing you know, you have a country that is awake and ready to move forward and actually do something productive. We can easily look around and see what it looks like to not do anything productive. We're getting a heavy dose of it right now.
That's right. And, you know, get over to Joe Ray Perkins on Truth Social. Help her out, guys. Help tag Donald J. Trump and help recognize she is, in fact, America first. She does, in fact, have a chance, Shady, without the acknowledgement yet. I'm going to say yet because we need Donald Trump to just say Joe Ray Perkins. We need to get him out there. Hopefully that can happen. Reach out to her. If you guys are watching, Scavino, come on. Let's go.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
And, you know, Shady, I also want to give a shout out, Local Actions, National Results. We got that show with Zach, Grassroots Live. I mean, we've already got success stories, Shady Groove. We've got right now, I'm going to call it MG Show Detroit, helping out in Detroit right now. We've got the amazing Detroit listeners helping out for the Dropbox, cleanelectionsusa.org. You know, we are making an impact. You, my friends, are making an impact.
Yeah, and Michigan, Detroit especially, are very key. Like, these are, you know, like, out of the whole election in the country, there's like 6 or 8 key areas that they literally zoom in on in these swing states. Detroit is one of them. We need some help out there in Detroit. So thank you. Thank you for the heavy lifting. Anybody that is getting up in the morning and deciding that they want to do something to help their country, God bless them. God bless every one of you, because it is about you. The whole thing that we've been working on for almost 5 years now, Jeff, has been about this moment. It's been about getting you up, getting you excited, getting you frustrated enough to where you decide to motivate and accomplish things. And man, I'm seeing it happen on a grand scale, not only this group, but around the country.
And I want to give a special thanks to my sister from another Mr. Kino. You know who you are, Karen in name only. We love you. She's out there helping Trump or Mel at Trump or Mel on Truth Social, who's with cleanelectionsusa.org, understand the layout and help meet the people that will help be watching boxes. Guys, please do your country service, whether it's watching drop boxes, whether it's political committeemen, you know, for GOP, whatever it is, whether it's just getting people out to vote, whether it's sharing the show, whatever you need to do, other shows, whether it's sharing the Substacks, and we're going to get into a lot of Substacks. We got a lot of stuff happening with Eugene Yu, allegedly, and allegedly Connick, Shady Groove. It looks like there's some other articles that's really getting some feet. We got Durham. We got so much to cover. I mean, where do we even start? My God.
Well, I'm up for starting in whichever direction you want to go, because either one of them, whether it's Durham or that's going to be a lengthy conversation, because the Substacks that are coming out right now are targeted in such a beautiful way towards, like, you and I were talking yesterday, and the point that you made was just awesome. Like, people can understand poll chief and personal information being taken. Like, that is very in the frontal radar of people's minds, of the way you live your life every day, stolen identity, all these different things. You can understand that. And I'm noticing that, you know, even in the gas station the other day, having a conversation with somebody, whenever you say that to them, their eyes change. Like, they look different. Like, they're like, what? They get it in that moment. So it's very interesting that this Connick, loss or arrest that happened last week has garnered multiple other jurisdictions to say, wait a minute, what is this Connick thing again? What are they doing again?
Yeah. I mean, that's not dolphin speak, you know, PCAPs and all that stuff. It's all good stuff, but people don't understand technology. The regular people out there, it's too much, but they can understand your identity being stolen by China, a communist country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty understandable. Now, Shady, I also want to make sure we give queued up GemComs tonight, live 7 p.m. Eastern. He's going to be talking about Dee Dee's Desire, A Gangsta's Paradise. He's going to be talking about some of the recent events with Coolio. Get over there, rumble.com/MG Show. That link will be up afterwards, after this show. Queued up's been doing a great job, and that's the Gematria stuff. So there's a timely death of Coolio. Very interesting. He's going to go over the numbers on that, because it's about the numbers. There's new cipher name changes. There's some covering. There's new calculators. He's going to be covering all that. See you there. Bring a friend or 10 to go see Queued Up, Shady Groove.
Awesome.
Awesome. So you got that. Yeah. Then we got this, Shady. Get your popcorn.
Run.
Yeah. So the mainstream media, Shady Groove, is acting like this is Durham's last stand. No, it's only the beginning, friend. It's only the beginning. And, you know, we've got a lot of cool stuff happening with Durham. The Real Toria Brooks is covering it. We've got some other people on Twitter covering it. It's actually making some mainstream news. You've got that happening, Shady. You got Durham Watch. You've got, you know, Fight With Cash as well, .com. Drop new documents. New documents were dropped late last night. I mean, there's just so much happening with Durham. The mainstream media can't cut. I mean, it's almost like they can't. It's like whack-a-mole. Durham, Oh, get it. Hunter Biden. Oh, I'll get it. Ukraine. Oh, get it. Oh, gas prices. Economy. It's almost like they can't even hide the narrative anymore. It's fully exposed on full public display, and people need to start paying attention, Shady.
It's almost like there's a plan. It's almost like a plan was put in place to wake people up and to prevent the cabal from being able to manage all of these narratives at the same time and to bring them all forward at the same time so that they can't manage them, which is what we're currently seeing. I mean, we're actually the Democrats over the weekend were calling for Joe Biden to not run for president again. I mean, you know, so we're to that point, at least, with the Democrat Party realizing that this guy is worthless and he's not going to be the strong socialist they had hoped for.
If you can't tell them, Shady, you got to show them. So let's check this out. We're going to show a little bit. This is some reporting from Fox News on Durham from yesterday.
The John Durham investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe is now underway just outside Washington. It involves a Russian national accused of trying to deceive federal agents about the infamous Steele dossier. Correspondent David Spott is at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia tonight. Good evening, David.
Brett, good evening to you. Special counsel John Durham himself argued before the judge, before the jury, even questioned an FBI witness on the stand today personally, which shows you the high stakes of this trial on the opening day. You mentioned it's his second trial in an investigation that began more than 3 years ago, looking at the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. That's what Durham was appointed to do by then Attorney General Bill Barr. This trial, Brett, deals with Igor Danchenko. He's charged with 5 counts of lying to the FBI. Durham insists that Danchenko was the primary source for British spy Christopher Steele, who compiled the widely talked about yet debunked Steele dossier full of salacious accusations about Donald Trump. The indictment alleges Danchenko lied to the FBI about his own intelligence sources and his connections to Steele. On the stand a short time ago, and this was something, Brett, FBI agent Brian Auten testified the Bureau offered Chris Steele $1 million if he could corroborate his dossier. Steele told officials he could not. Despite that lack of corroboration, the agent testified the FBI used the unproven dossier to get a court-approved surveillance warrant for Carter Page, the former 2016 Trump campaign advisor. Durham also reminded federal judge Anthony Trenga that Danchenko was a known entity to the FBI when agents interviewed him about the dossier in January 2017 because he had been the subject of a counterintelligence investigation back in 2009. Danchenko was also a paid FBI informant, according to Durham. Now, Durham lost the case against former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman back in May. Brett, it's thought this may be his last stand. We're talking about stuff that happened in 2016, meaning the statute of limitations in many cases is running out, but we'll see what the special counsel ultimately does, Brett.
And David, another development, late developments actually, tonight on the FBI raid of former President Trump's estate in Florida.
That's right. The Department of Justice, in a brief to the Supreme Court, is asking the Supreme Court to reject an appeal by the former president, Donald Trump, and his legal team. They want the Supreme Court to intervene and allow a special master to go through some 100 documents deemed classified by the government. The Department of Justice is saying that's not necessary. They have their own filter team, which could do so. This looks at documents that could be attorney-client privilege or executive privilege. We're told the Supreme Court could weigh in at some point over the next few days. Brett?
Isn't that interesting that Brett Baer brings up after he just heard that the FBI pretty much committed treason, Shady?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he's wondering about the special master for Mar-a-Lago. Where's the special master for Hunter Biden? Joe Biden?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kamala Harris.
I haven't seen those. I haven't seen them.
Hunter Biden's son, you know, or Joe Biden's son, John Kerry's son. Where's all that, guys? Enough is enough. Trump is clean. Trump is clean.
Lots of crickets out there regarding all of those different topics that you mentioned, my friend. Almost nothing to say. And Brett Baer can't even come up with an interesting retort or a back question whenever he gets that report from up there on the Hill. I think it's very interesting. One of the things that's going on that in the back and forth between Durham yesterday and the defense was that the defense is trying to say that this guy, Danchenko, was getting this information from Milian. But what Durham is trying to prove is that, no, that's not where he got the information. He got the information from Charles Dolan. And so that is the little bit of the interesting thing I noticed yesterday, that the back and forth, that Danchenko is trying to say, oh, no, well, I got the, and they're like, well, you didn't really communicate with him. And like, oh, well, you're not monitoring our phone apps and our communications on the phone apps. You know, it's very, very funny that they're trying to shield Dolan hardcore, like almost like Danchenko's taking one for Dolan because he's not just rolling over on him and saying, this is where the information came from.
It's so amazing, Shady. Like, you know, it's this is not Durham's last stand. This is just the beginning. Brian Cates had a really interesting theory how he's kind of doing it backwards. But what people right. don't realize is that there were wins in that trial, even though Sussman didn't get, you know, charged per se. There are many wins within that trial.
And one of the things that came out during the Sussman was Dolan was connected. Like, we did not have that source identity at that time. We're still not exactly sure who source E is. I'm pretty sure that's Milian, but it's not been specifically stated, or wasn't specifically stated in the back and forth that I read yesterday.
You want to see something funny, Shady, that I just saw that Patriots Are In Control just put out?
Look at if this. It's funny, yes. Data.
So Republicans have a number, Democrats have a number, Independents have a number, QAnon followers now have their own number. We have arrived, Shady Groove. Wow.
Wow. We're going to need to start doing this show earlier so we can call in.
Look at that. 202-748-8003 for QAnon followers to call.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to get up earlier and make a little appearance over there. Are we a political party now? My God. Right?
Oh my gosh. So let's go through, you know, I was gonna look at Toria, but I actually kind of like this one. Toria Brooks has been doing a great job on the stuff over there on Truth Social for the Durham trial. She's in the actual trial and she's doing transcribing. She's working very hard. But Shady, this is John Howie. Let's go through a little bit of this, and then we'll go through the techno fog possibly and look at that. And just so you guys know, it is 12:52. We're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv here in a few minutes, but we've got so much more to unpack. You're not going to want to miss the rest of this hour and hour number two coming up at 105. Rumble.com/MG Show. You can come over and watch us there. We've got Eugene Yu, who was arrested from the research that True the Vote and many, many Anons have done from the pit. We got updates on that. We've got updates on more Durham. You're not going to want to miss hour number two, Shady. And then you've got the rhetoric of, you know, Joe Biden rattling sabers, talking about, you know, now giving Saudi Arabia some issues, right? He's saying, they're going to regret what they're doing because they're not giving us gas, allegedly, Shady. I mean, so crazy what's happening. And then you've got Ukraine calling for nuclear war. I mean, in the meantime, Durham is decimating everybody. The EU, we're going to talk about the EU as well, Shady. The EU is saying that Pfizer is criminal. Okay, we're going to go over that. But yet here in the States, we're approving more vaccines for kids. What is going on in this country? So rumble.com/MGShow, Brighteon.tv. We love you very much. We're also on Red State Talk Radio continuously for both hours. And we're right here on rumble.com/MG Show. Shady.
Yeah, for our lovely, wonderful friends out there in Telegram, just a note that Joe Biden came out last week and he said, Armageddon!
Oh my God, did he really? We'll have to play that.
He said, Armageddon's coming.
Press 17 if you know what we're talking about. And if you don't, press 45. Shady Groove, this is awesome. This is so a 16-member jury has been seated and opening arguments are set for Tuesday afternoon, right? That was yesterday. In the trial of Igor Danchenko, a Russian national charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI in regard to the origins of the Steele dossier. All right. So the Eastern District of Virginia, U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga, presided over the 90-minute-long jury selection, which includes four alternates. They were drawn from a pool of 91. Queued up. We'll say that's God wins. 91 candidates, 89 of whom were present in the courtroom. John goes on and saying, before the jury selection, special counsel John Durham unsealed the government's witness list, and Trenga was presented with three issues. The prosecution and Danchenko's attorneys, Stuart Sears, Danny Ornato, want resolved before getting in too deep with the proceedings. So then Durham sought clarity from Trenga on a defense motion to limit evidence from previous counter-espionage cases, including that of Paul Manafort's investigation and an FBI investigation of the Danchenko dating back to 2009 and 2010. The agency closed after he left the country. That was 10 years before the allegations here, Sears said. I don't think it was necessary. The defense also wants to introduce a series of articles from May to June 2016, an email chain, and other documents that it maintains will show Danchenko didn't lie to the agents in August 2017. He lied! Trenga will... prove me wrong. And Judge Trenga, you better be a hero in this. This is ridiculous. Trenga will rule... I mean, we've known this for 5 years, Shady. Trenga will rule on these issues when the court resumes at 1 p.m. Okay, we got that. So Danchenko, who supplied the information included in the discredited Steele dossier, is on trial for allegedly lying to the FBI with about who his sources were, what his relationship with them was, including Charles Dolan, a Democratic operative. His defense maintains that he never asked the FBI to name specifically these sources. That's untrue, Durham said. The FBI made it abundantly clear they were asking for any and all information related to the Steele dossier, sources said, and he said there was no misunderstanding. And so the court was set to resume at 1 p.m. It's back to Eisenhower era. No laptops, cameras, cell phones, hand grenades, or liquid Drano allowed in the William B. Bryant U.S. courthouse. What are the chances that there will be an overwhelming evidence against Danchenko, but the biased jury lets him walk because the justice system is corrupt in a way to let Democrats walk? Is one of the comments there, but that's just some of the stuff that happened yesterday. Shady, let me just double check. Did you put the techno fog?
Yeah, the techno. Yep, it would be in the bottom from this morning. If you're there on.
Got it right here. So let's do that. We're going to go over techno fog. These are the transcripts show that the $1 million FBI offered to Christopher Steele. I mean, this is absolute treason. They can't prove it, but yet they still went for the FISA courts. FISA brings down the house is what we're witnessing right here on the MG show, Shady.
Yeah. Interestingly, the news that was coming out, if you saw the news that came out yesterday, they were talking about the $1 million. The big news that they grabbed onto was about the $1 million. But what they're not telling you that $1 million was offered to him after the second FISA warrant had already been issued. So there'd already been two FISA warrants, and then they're desperate trying to verify this thing. And so they're offering this guy $1 million so that he'll sign off on it and put his name on it. So they can, and still, even though they didn't get that, they still proceeded and got two more illegal FISA warrants. I'd like to know where those FISA judges are and why they're not making some sort of stink about this and standing up and saying something. If I were a judge on the bench and I had been lied to like this by a prosecutor, then it's fruit of a poisonous tree. It all goes away. Funny that they're not coming out with that though.
It's funny, isn't it? Is it funny or is it like that one comment said? I mean, you know, these guys better not walk. And this judge needs to understand that this is all sauce. They even admitted it, Shady, about the $1 million. They admitted it. We're going to go over that.
It's almost like they're shameless. Like, you know, we hear that the FBI is spending $12 million and all this stuff on the Steele dossier. Now you're starting to see a little bit of the expenditure account come in to view.
Yeah, you know, this is alleged collusion between the United States citizen, Donald Trump, and the Russian government, and lies that the FBI relied on to use its powerful authorities to conduct national security wiretaps and spy on a citizen named Donald J. Trump. Lies that the FBI should have uncovered, and they didn't. They just went through it because they are obviously going after somebody that they don't really like, Shady Groove.
They have an agenda, and it's not the truth, and it's not justice.
That's right. And guys, we'll be right back. Hour number two coming up. Thank you very much for the Rumble Rants. Joe Ray Perkins, get out there. Shady, take it away. Thanks for the donations, guys. We love you. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for hour number two. Radio coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
You save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Use buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Countless deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of a greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we got one, we got one. Trust the plan, because we have it all, and that fate is in our hands.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groom Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3S.com.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake!
Mute him.
Let's go. Let's go, Shady.
All right.
The face of truth is open, the eyes of truth are bright, the lips of truth are ever closed, the head of truth is upright, the gaze of truth is straight, truth has neither fear nor doubt, truth has patience to wait, the words of truth are touching, the voice of truth is deep, the law of truth is simple, all you sow you reap. The soul of truth is flaming, the heart of truth is warm, the mind of truth is clear and firm through rain and storm. Facts are only its shadow, truth stands above all sin, great be the battle of life, truth in the end shall win.
We're gonna fight them all, the same sort media cannot hold us back. We're gonna rip it off, stopping that fake news and media attack. Yeah, we're gonna be shining the light, because we can't forget. Back and forth through my mind, we are the threat. Yeah, the truth exposing all the lies, you will be shown.
Life of truth is eternal, immortal is its past. Power of truth shall endure, truth shall hold to the last.
We're gonna hear about it. Every single liar's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the hands of hell. And if we catch a liar back in a day, we're gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what we'll do. And the people gonna see the truth, minds will be blown.
The image of truth is the cross. Wisdom's message is its rod. The sign of truth is Christ, and the soul of truth is God.
We're going to win the war. Far from the super hour, no more. We're gonna make him soar. Make the panic trip out of every pore. And we're praying, and we're praying, and we're praying right before the Lord. All the truth is gonna come from us, and we'll ship no more. And the truth coming from our clothes, tell us we will win.
And that's the truth.
Eyedrop Media, eyedropmedia.com. Support Eyedrop Media, buymeacoffee.com/eyedropmedia. Tell them the MG Show sent you if you do support them. Shady Groove, nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing.
Not even twerking sheep can stop what is coming, ladies and gentlemen. That's the message. I love that. That just gets me fired up, man.
I knew you liked the twerking sheep. I told you.
I knew. Yeah, it's just part of my personality.
Donnie C. Good morning, Patriots. Tired of winning yet? Well, Donnie, I am tired from winning, but I'm winning. Never tired of winning. Thank you, sir. And we got Prashant. We are blessed to have the MG Show to help keep us informed. Where would without you? Well, Poussaint, you are part of the MG Show, and we love you so much. You did not have to do that. You're going to see my beak.
Oh, no.
We lost her. Poussaint, we love you so much. You don't have to do that. God bless you. You work so hard for GEMCOMS, this show, and just fighting for your country, Poussaint. You are an amazing, beautiful patriot, and I'm proud to know you.
Me too.
Wow. Oh, boy, she hasn't heard that comment yet because we're 17 seconds behind. All right, we love you guys. What am I showing here?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. I'm watching the wrong thing. I need to watch what Yeti's got going on over here. My bad. All right, so here we are. We're back. So let's get into this, Shady Groove. I think I just screwed up where I was at, but let me get back to where we're at, Shady Groove.
You can adjust it.
We've got so much to cover. Shady Groove, I mean, my gosh, we've got, you know, the Durham trial. We've got all that happening. I've got people calling me. Yeti just received a call from the mainland of China, Shady Groove.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd they say?
Yeah. I told them to answer it.
They probably wanted to congratulate him on a great production of a show.
Right? I love it.
I mean, what else could it be?
Let me see what we got here. So let's go up. Let's just real quick cover this. This is, let's just cover a little bit of this because this is absolutely phenomenal, Shady. Let's talk about, you know, we need to never forget what they said. The COVID vaccine stopped the transmission. They said it, Shady Groove. Let's just recap and then we'll get into Durham.
During 2021, we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines, and that vaccine, a key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
Lie.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
Lie.
A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere.
Lie.
Not use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
Fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Lie. When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
We have Lie. All the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also
your pocketbook.
To break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Wow.
I think given the country as a whole, the fact that we have now about 50% of adults fully vaccinated and about 62% of adults having received at least one dose, as a nation, I feel fairly certain you're not going to see the kind of surges we've seen in the past.
If you're Lie. Vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have
Lie.
These vaccinations.
Yeah.
Lie after lie after lie after lie.
Wow. Man, you know, doesn't sound any better the second time.
Oh. Yeah. So then you've got the fight. Let's listen to this right here, Shady Groove. This is from the this is the Dutch MEP, Rob Roos. Getting vaccinated for others was always a lie, Shady. Let's check it out.
If you don't get vaccinated, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus. This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal. Please watch the video until the end.
Voor u, mevrouw Smal, heb ik de volgende vraag waar ik een duidelijk antwoord op wil.
And I will he'll speak English as well, so check it out.
Speak in English so there are no misunderstandings. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now this turned out to be a cheap lie. This should be exposed. Please share this video.
Wow, Shady Groove. She laughed. That's funny, isn't
wow.
it? Right? Funny?
I mean, I'm actually sorry. I'm distracted a little bit. I'm over here on Wikipedia. I'm trying to figure out what the speed of science is. I know the speed of light and I know the speed of sound, but what is the speed of science? Not sure what that is.
Maybe it has something to do with Satanism. I don't know.
Maybe Satan? I don't know.
Scientism is Satanism. Bill Cooper once said, Shady Groove.
Yes, he did. Brilliant. Man before his time.
Now, Alberta's new premier, Shady Groove, Danielle Smith. Watch this.
The community that faced the most restrictions on their freedoms in the last year were those who made a choice not to be vaccinated. I don't think I've ever experienced a situation in my lifetime where a person was fired from their job, or not allowed to watch their kids play hockey, or not allowed to go visit a loved one in long-term care or hospital, or not allowed to go get on a plane to either go across the country to see family or even travel across the border. So they have been the most discriminated against group that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. That's a pretty extreme level of discrimination that we have seen. I don't take away any of the discrimination that I've seen in those other groups that you mentioned, but this has been an extraordinary time in the last year in particular. And I want people to know that I find that unacceptable, that we are not going to create a segregated society on the basis of a medical choice.
And just in, Shady Groove, Bill Gates just gave $200 million for international COVID passports, guys. You know, it's done, folks. Now, Shady, let's just go to this a little bit. Let me just see if I can, you know, go to 48 on this video. Check it out.
Very much, Christian. Well, the conduct of Pfizer-BioNTech, the biggest pharmaceutical company in the COVID-19 vaccines production is deplorable and unacceptable in a democratic framework as the European one, Union one. Yesterday, in the official Parliament, European Parliament Special Committee for COVID pandemic management, the Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla refused to appear to answer our legitimate questions about his private text messages with the President of EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, that have already been considered to be irregular according to the transparency EU regulation by the EU Ombudsman and the EU Court of Auditors. He has sent Mrs. Small in his place, who has not answered the most important questions that our special committee has addressed to her regarding the company's price policy, the release of clinical trials reports, adverse effects, and other issues concerning the safety and efficacy of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. The continuous non-fulfillment of the duties of transparency by Pfizer's executives clearly violates the EU citizens' rights to know in detail how and for which purpose the taxpayers' money is spent. We're discussing about billions of public money that has been managed by the EU Commission by secret agreements directly conducted with the company's CEO, away from democratic control of people by their elected representatives in the EU Parliament.
Wow. Okay. That's so, you know, adhere to me, Shady. So that's so now we've got Holland, right? Now we've got Canada, we've got Italy. Okay, what about Romania?
Thank you so much. What has for what was Pfizer got to hide? This is a question that we are all asking after we found out that the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, pulled out. The interesting thing is, a few weeks ago, the CEO of Moderna, you know, we were criticizing these pharma companies, you know, for being or for lacking transparency. But at least the CEO of Moderna had the courage, I would say, to come and answer questions. Yeah, he did not answer all the questions that we asked, but at least he was present here and was faced with all these questions that all of my colleagues asked. So obviously, when we found out that the CEO of Pfizer decided not to come and answer questions, this is not an inquiry committee. So he was not bound by law to come, and, you know, he was not on record, you know, he was not facing any criminal punishments in case he's lying in front of this committee. But even in that case, he refused to come and answer some concrete and specific questions. Questions that I think all of us and all of you have. And the first question is, what exactly in these contracts? What are they hiding exactly? I mean, in the previous press conferences, I showed you some of the pages, you know, from these contracts. This is how they were disclosed to us and to the public and to the press. Obviously, after some of us and some of the brave journalists asked, what are the contracts signed between the European Commission and these pharmaceutical companies? So this is how they disclose the contracts. Over 100 pages. Every contract with Pfizer, with Moderna, tens of pages of those contracts were blacked out. So yesterday when we asked, I was the one asking, and some of my colleagues asked, when are they going to fully release these contracts? The representative of Pfizer, who was sent to replace the CEO of Pfizer, said that they can't fully disclose these contracts because they have some commercial secrets over there and they have to protect their interests. Now I'm asking you, what about the interests of our people? What about the interests of the Europeans whose money was spent or wasted, I would say now, to buy these medical products that are not providing what they were marketed for?
Bah, boom. These are good questions, Shady. Okay, so that's Romania. What about France?
Of these contracts. Thank you. And I would like to give the floor now to my colleague Virginie Joron from France.
Merci Christian. Mesdames et messieurs, d'abord, je partage l'analyse de mes collègues. Ils ont parfaitement résumé la journée d'hier, qui était une mascarade. Nous avons perdu 2 heures, puisque aucune...
So she's saying the same thing, basically, Shady, but I can't... So, and then we got Croatia.
I would like to go now to my colleague Ivan Sinčić from Croatia.
Thank you very much. So basically yesterday there was another session of COVID committee. Just like most of the sessions before, we couldn't get much answers. We had really good questions, but the other side, in this session, the representative of Pfizer and others couldn't provide us with any real answers. They were mostly doing their positive PR campaign. You know, they're using the committee to promote their products that are going to come, the next products, the next generation of products for Omicron now and things like that. So it is a major disgrace that the CEO of Pfizer, Mr. Albert Bourla, failed to present himself before our committee. And it is even bigger disgrace that he has no real intention of appearing ever. Apparently, he only cares about the citizens' money and not about transparency and basically answering some questions about his products and the conducting of his company and so and so. So I will suggest to the secretariat that invites our guests, the ones that we speak with, that he should be invited using a text message and not an email next time. Perhaps he will appear in that.
So again, all in lockstep unison. And then we've got Christine Anderson from Germany.
Thank you so much. Last but not least, my colleague, Christine Anderson from Germany.
Yes, hello. Good morning from me too. So yesterday's session of COVID committee showed yet again that EU Parliament is nothing but a gigantic show of democracy illusion to fool the peoples of Europe into thinking their interests were represented in Parliament. It is not, though. Not only do the invited panelists, such as representatives of pharmaceutical companies or ministers of health from the member states, not answer any of our questions. No, they continue to spread disinformation about the safety and efficacy of mRNA injections. They continue to lie about and downplay, outright deny the harmful effects of these injections. They continue to deny the people access to the contracts, and they continue to let Ursula von der Leyen get away with not disclosing the texts exchanged between her and Pfizer CEO Mr. Bourla. In short, they continue to demonstrate their utter contempt for the peoples of EU. The chair of COVID committee, Ms. Kathleen van Brempt, Social Democrat in Belgium, does not run this committee to serve the people. She runs this committee to protect the interests of pharmaceutical companies, EU Commission, and governments of EU at the expense of the people. Yesterday, Mrs. van Brempt refused to put a point of order to a vote. This is a gross violation of the rules of procedure and demonstrates her disregard for democracy and the rights of the people. You might want to drop her a couple of lines to let her know that you will not tolerate your rights being violated by her or anyone else for that matter. I had raised this point of order to declare COVID committee incompetent to serve the best interest of the people and to expose their scheme for lack of authority to compel anyone to appear in front of committee and to answer any questions.
thus opening a way to have a formal committee of inquiry set up. A formal committee of inquiry would give the people the means to get to the bottom of things and would put an end to their plot of stripping the people of freedom, democracy, and the rule of law.
Pretty amazing.
Wow. Wow, Jeff. I mean, you know, that is something that the news is going to have a really tough time ignoring and standing down from bringing it forward with these people stepping up representing their respective countries altogether. It reminds me of a very, very familiar Q post where they said they openly call you sheeple, cattle. There'll come a time when none of them will be able to walk down the street. Their biggest fear is a public awakening. And I really do think that you and I and this whole group and all of you great patriots out there, your patience is going to pay off. And I said this to someone the other day who was like just ranting and just so upset. And I'm just like, listen, you have to understand that nothing in life comes easy. Nothing in life is cheap. Nothing in life is really free. All of those things are illusions. Things take work. Things take time. Things take persistence and integrity and honesty to get through them. And until you display those attributes, you're not going to get through them. So what's happening right now? The people with those attributes are starting to rise to the surface. The cream is coming to the top. People are going to be able to see because smart people can plug into this conversation and lead. You know, we don't have leaders, guys. These people, they call themselves globalists. They're not leaders. They're mockingbirds. They just repeat whatever is being said to them. What you're starting to see in Italy and in Brazil and a couple of other countries is actual leaders coming forward and listening to the information. They're not just ignoring it and saying what the establishment tells them to say. They're listening to the people and they're hearing what they're saying and they're deciding accordingly. And I think it's just beautiful, man.
Let us never forget what some people did in the name of COVID, even your friends and family, folks.
Comes from China.
Comes from China. Where do you think he's going?
Okay, this is no joke. This is what people are doing. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Not social distancing.
Put your mask on.
Get away from me.
Put it on.
For freedom. Stop it.
Whoa, whoa.
What is going on inside your head?
So, this guy in Michigan came up with this idea.
6 feet apart. Oh, yeah.
Extreme measures of self-isolation.
Yeah, I'm coming across.
Oh, are they going to have your suit?
Wear it comfortably.
There it is.
Z-Shield wraps your face.
On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque. On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque.
You must wear your mask.
I shouldn't have to make it fun. It's science. It's science.
Must run at the speed of science.
It's funny, but you know what? It's really kind of sick, isn't it, Shady Groove?
It's absolutely disgusting is what it really is. I mean, it's funny to the reason that we have to laugh is because it's so disgusting. And because we're in a position of where we've never, I mean, when have you ever seen this before? When have you ever seen anything like we had never heard of an adult being given a vaccine at the beginning of this. Like that's something that's new. Who had heard of any of it? And now look where we're at.
Shady, let's bring it back.
5-5. Here we go.
They'll put it like...
It looks like a stroller fell out of his head.
Look at him. This is a future blank more protective than a face mask. Yeah. BioVisor was designed to filter air and shield your personal space. Created by a team of Toronto-based inventors. Yeah. The face shield is heart-shaped 360-degree case. Users can steal the shield around their chest. Don't get me started. I'm protected by a BioVisor's anti-fogging shield. An N95 filtration system. The shield filters pathogens, allergens, and air pollutants. Has a 12-hour battery life guarantee. It's weatherproof. And it weighs 2.7 pounds. Give me a hug. Let's bump face shields, yo.
You didn't know that I could rap, did you, Shady?
Well, after that episode of the Matrix Groove Hour, I learned very quickly of your proclivity to be able to immerse yourself in the rap culture.
Come on, let's hear some 17s for Matrix rap. Let's go, yo. Let's see what we got. We gotta have, yes, we have that on camera. What is it? I don't even know. But there we go. That's you. There it is. So that was we're always right until we're wrong. Shady Groove, yet again, Shady Groove, yet again.
Every time it comes around to understanding and boiling it all down to what is the information, what can we actually prove? It's very interesting how we navigate and we find ourselves not wrong often.
I mean, we're always wrong until we're right. Oh my gosh. I love in Carly with the laugh track. She's amazing. She was on the show. We need to get her back on. We haven't had her back on. I'm gonna call her up and see if we can get her on. Shady Groove. She's amazing. Back in here.
Yeah, she is.
Look at all the 17s. Oh, wait, cue balls. Oh, don't quit my day job. I quit. I'm out.
Okay.
That was my day job. Hey. So, yeah, that was pretty fun, guys. I'll forward that in so you guys can all have that. I'll put it in the t.me/MG show channel, Shady Groove. But, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time. We've been canceled. We've been censored. You know, we were right again, Shady, and we're right about Durham, and we're right about the Russia. We're right about the economy. We're right that Joe Biden's a scumbag. We're right that Hussein spied on a citizen running for president, Shady.
And we're right to fight for America. We're right to fight for what's right. We're right to fight for the country that we love. You're right to stand up and to speak what it is you think to be right, you know? Effectively, they have silenced so many people. Trump made the statement the other day, the silent majority is back. And thank goodness that the silent majority is back. Thank goodness that we have a little bit of a layer of common sense starting to enter the conversation. You know, it's like, what are the big tech people going to do to those people representing the countries that we just saw step up there? You know, are they going to edit them? Are they going to censor them? Are they going to remove their organizations from being able to participate in social media? Lots of different things going on right now where the boundaries are being pushed. Look what Kanye West did this last week. You know, everybody is pushing the boundaries right now to see like how effective this control system is. And whenever you poke it just a little bit, you realize that it's not effective at all. All it is a layer of illusion and a layer of fear directed at the people that will drink it, that will absorb it. For the folks out there, you know, one thing I like to say is if you're a person it can see through the illusion, then you're here to help fix it, guys. You know, it's like you can't abdicate that responsibility. If you're here and you can see what's going on, then it is your voice that needs to be heard.
11th, where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain of function research in Wuhan.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Blowjob! Blowjob! Blowjob!
What you are talking about. You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Five by five.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I know they had some, you know, language in it, but you know what? Sometimes, you know, the truth is pretty amazing, you know, Shady. I want to play this too, real quick. I'm going to play a little bit of it, Shady Groove.
No.
You got to see this. I mean, you just can't explain it. This was on Hannity last night.
I know what you're talking about.
I have been friends for a long time. We disagree. Is it okay if we change roles tonight? Can I be the test giver?
This is what we're dealing with, folks.
Giving the test. I want to be the professor for a minute.
That sounds good.
What would you give Joe Biden since he has been president? What grade would you give him on the economy?
On the economy, I would say Joe Biden would not be on the dean's list. He would be about a C plus, near B minus.
C plus, B minus. Wow, but that Joe is. I'd give him an F. All right, let's go to gas prices.
You give an F? Whoa, no, he couldn't have
what
an
would
F.
You, what would you? No, what grade would you give Joe Biden on his? I'm a professor. You have to listen to the professor. What grade would you give him?
Professors need to be interrogated too.
All right. What grade would you give him on his energy policies?
Oh, no. I like his energy policies. We've got an ecological crisis we got to come to terms with, my brother. But keep in mind, though, Brother Sean, even though I know
what's
you're
the
professor.
Grade? You're not playing along. What grade
would
you give
him? I'd give him a B. I would give him a B. But the important thing is
41 year high of inflation, he gets a B minus. Then you'd give him a B on the highest gas prices we've ever paid. What would you give him on his border?
No, it's not gas prices. It's dealing with the ecological crisis. Dealing with the ecological crisis.
What would you give him on his open borders policy that has now resulted in a record 2 million plus illegal immigrants entering the country this year?
I would give him a C minus.
Wow. No, all right. Now we're getting somewhere.
But the important thing is this, though, Brother Sean, it's not just a matter of the grades. You and I know we're at a moment where American democracy may be coming to an end. My brother, the Republic itself might be coming to an end.
I know we're brothers, but here's my question.
This is about the green.
I just can't. I'm sorry, but it's so stupid, Shady Groove. That's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. I mean, who is this guy? Did he get one of Hunter Biden's crack rocks and one of Joe Biden's crack pipes? What are these people smoking, Shady Groove?
They're smoking the narrative. They are embedded into this thought form that has permeated our whole society, guys. I mean, this was, you know, this climate thing, you know, I mean, I remember it whenever I was very, very young. Like, you know, they brought this stuff in on our generation, maybe the people a little bit before me, and weaponized your mind against the idea of capitalism, weaponized their minds against the idea of freedom. Of effectively being able to move around and saying that all of these things are causing emissions. But if you really look at the science, if you really break it down and look at the science, the CO2 levels on planet Earth are not that much different than they were 100 years ago. Okay. Yes, there were escalated CO2 levels 100 years ago, but they're not much different than they were 100 years ago. We can prove, guys, from photographic evidence of pictures that were taken 150 years ago of places that you can go today and take the picture. And guess what? It's crazy. The water is the same level. Okay. So the oceans aren't rising. The tides aren't turning. The climate isn't shifting. If we would focus on the idea of producing, if we could focus on the idea of making the engines that we have cleaner, okay, as opposed to eliminating them, we can almost completely, remove CO2 is even an issue, but they don't tell you that the plants eat CO2. Like, that's what plants take in. Like, you
and they make oxygen.
And they make oxygen. Like, so you know, but it's climate friendly to go to the rainforest and literally shred hundreds of thousands of acres that are the lungs of the planet. That's okay, but you can't drive a car. Like,
she blinded me with science, Shady Groove.
She blinded me with the speed of science.
You know, you just can't make this stuff up, guys. I'm telling you. I mean, what is up is down and right is left, and I might, you know. So now we've got, let's turn our sights back onto the Durham trial again with Cash Patel. Cash actually provided his insights, his thoughts on the revelation that Danchenko from the Danchenko trial yesterday, that the FBI offered $1 million to Christopher Steele.
But me, the lead Russian Gate investigator who sent out with Devin Nunes 17 congressional subpoenas for information specifically related to payments and confidential human sources were denied this information, and we learn it 4 years after our investigation. That means somebody obstructed a congressional investigation with congressional subpoenas. That's a story for another day. Me as a national security prosecutor, I would say I'm floored by this, but the FBI corruption, as you, John, and Amanda and I have talked about, never seems to amaze me. The confidential human source corruption cover-up network, as I have called it, is now yet in play again. We proved the dossier was full of garbage, and we proved that the FBI knew it was false information, but they went ahead and lied to a federal court anyway. Now your breaking news shows us the depths that they would go to falsely corroborate the Steele dossier, which, as you pointed out, shows they didn't have it verified, which we've said the whole time. And more importantly, they were willing to spend $1 million taxpayer dollars on shoveling political hot garbage through the federal court system just to surveil a political target that would have been totally baseless. It was baseless then. This extra layer adds another reason for Chris Wray's immediate impeachment and the immediate exposure of all these documents.
Wow.
Yep.
And we knew this how long ago, Peter Groove? Jeez.
A long time ago. The exculpatory evidence. Look at what they're willing to do. I mean, I don't want to sit here and pretend like I know what is going to come out of this Durham investigation, but for the middle of the road America that have been paying attention, that are politically plugged in, they already see this. Like this is not a mystery to them. They understand what has gone on a level that the established globalist order aren't recognizing. The playing field has changed. They're not recognizing that the people have woken up and the people aren't just taking all of this in. Yeah, they're 25%. The 25% of the triggered idiots are, you know, taking it like it's candy. But the majority of the world is not, man. I mean, from just the examples that you've played here today, you can tell that the tide has turned.
I mean, it has. And, you know, all your little friends and family, it says you can't come to Christmas or Thanksgiving without the COVID vaccine, are all wrong. Where are the American? I mean, we showed you what? We showed you Romania,
France, Germany,
Croatia, France, Germany, Holland, Canada. Where are you, America? Or are you in Borla's pocket? Shady. I mean, what is the news brought to you by? It's brought to you by Pfizer. Wake up, people. Please. Now, Shady, 50 political donations made by Connick staff, including Eugene Yu, which exclusively went to Democratic candidates, Shady Groove. 49 donations totaling $1.897 million, Shady Groove, came from three employees in addition to you, Eugene Yu. Businesses development manager Laura Potter, product director Eric Stotz, and chief operation officer Aaron Brown. That's like a dollar for every piece of personal information released from Connick. $1.8 million. This is the National Pulse, Shady Groove, ex elections firm Connick that sent poll data to China, Shady Groove.
And we're off.
Sent cash to the Democrats, including Joe Biden, Shady. I mean, this is amazing. This is the sauce right here. The National Pulse can also reveal that nearly 50 political donations by Connick staff. Look at this, guys. There they are. I mean, I know it's going to be hard to see if I... There it is. Act Blue. It all went to Act Blue. Stab Now for U.S. Senate. Stab Now. STABE. Eugene Yu. Look at that. Connick. Aaron Brown. Laura Potter. Aaron Brown. Laura Potter. Eugene Yu. Look at that. Totaling $1.8 million, Shady Groove. Brown, for example, made a $75 donation to President Biden's campaign on October 30th, 2020, despite the fact the firm has received a federal and state grants to assist with election infrastructure since 2010. Stats donated twice to the 2020 presidential election campaign for Bernie Amakami Sanders. Other candidates that have enjoyed support from Connick include Alabama Senator Doug Jones, Georgia Senator John Ossoff, and Hillary Clinton's 2016 running mate, Tim Kaine. You, according to FEC database, so no alleged here, has issued five political donations totaling $1,500, two to Democratic candidates, congressional hopeful Janice Winfrey, and Senator Debbie Stabenow. These are actual This is the sauce, Shady Groove. The unearthed donations follow a recent lawsuit, filed by Connick against election integrity organization True the Vote, which alleged the company was owned by Chinese Communist Party. A judge granted Connick a temporary restraining order against True the Vote leaders. But there's more. You're going to find out a lot more. In fact, if you look at the court listener, there's new filings, Shady Groove, that the FBI whistleblower that True the Vote had, the judge made him read his name. Guys, that's not cool.
They doxed him.
It was under seal. Doxed an FBI hero that was their whistleblower. Doxed him. He's now scared. His family's in jeopardy because a corrupt judge in Houston, Shady Groove, allegedly, made them read a sealed name that should have remained sealed. And the judge said, I don't care.
Even after being made aware that it would increase threats against the person's life, this is not the way that we are told that the government protects a whistleblower. This is nowhere close. And if I'm not mistaken, this person probably doesn't have congressional status. You have to apply for congressional status to do that. So interestingly enough, you're seeing the corporation, the corporate protector, you're seeing the democracy protector right there in the actions of that judge. They're trying to protect themselves. They have an agenda. They are not adjudicating justice like we're told they are.
That's right. And Leelig says, pray for him. We will. I am. You. Thank you. And Shady Groove, I got some homework for everybody because I can't believe our hour is almost up. But this is Connex 2D meeting domains exposed and how this relates to the leaking of PII data to Chinese servers. The FBI continues to dismiss the national security risks posed by Connex as new details continue to surface. Over the last few weeks, we have learned that a great deal about Connect, the Detroit-based company, offers products that can track election workers, connect to the internet, and some of the Chinese R&D, research and development subsidiaries directly tied to Connect and Eugene Yu. Suppose you aren't privy to any of this information. In that case, I suggest you check out some articles by Kane Koa, Brian Cates, Gus Chiodi, Cag Drogo, Digger Sleuth, and Cognitive Carbon. These are all links to their Substacks. And many others to gain context to the Connect story that's unfolding. Understanding the content in authorities' previous articles is important to graphs. So go ahead and look at some of those. But this is very interesting, Shady. There are many domains owned by Connect under EYU, Eugene Yu, at Connect.com and admin at Connect.com, with most alarming domain being 2D Meeting, which is a subsidiary of Jinghua Hongzheng Technology Company Limited. There it is right there, Eugene Yu. He's got 121 domains, company, 102 domains, Connect. There's his email with 71 domains. And then this is from the United States, 175 million domains from the United States for, isn't that weird? I mean, so this is the domain control website. Unfortunately, there are no archive versions of 2dmeetings.com on the internet, but fortunately, there's an archive from August 4th, 2018, which redirects users from 2D Meeting to 2dmeeting.cn. Here's 2dmeeting.com, and it says redirecting to 2dmeeting.cn. 2D Meeting is owned by admin at connect.com, as seen below. 2dmeeting.cn. Look at it. It's all, this is, you know, I can't read it, but look at that, Shady. There it is. Jinghua Hongzheng Technology Company has also applied for 2D Meeting trademark. This is Hongzheng 2D Meeting. This is the application number 5/14/2020. That's the application date. Their website services trademark, Jinghua Hongzheng Technology. The latest development regarding 2dmeeting.cn has turned out to be a centerpiece to connecting to so much of the Connect China and some of the other findings that he'll get into. And I'm going to give you guys some homework. We're going to read a little bit more of this, but I want you guys to read this Substack, guys. It's very amazing work because things are about to get spicy. 2dmeeting.cn is licensed under Jinghua Hongzheng Technology Company. This is the same Jinghua Hongzheng Technology Company Limited that Ken Koa has written extensively about. On the 2dmeeting.com homepage, you will notice that the CCP logo is listed under party and government organizations. So 2D Meeting shows the CCP logo on their homepage. Does that ring a bell? Like, does that, you see what I'm saying, guys? So Hung Xing Shuanglong Conference. This is the conference system set overall solutions and party government origins institutions and state-owned enterprises. It integrates channel-type conference sign-in systems, paperless conference reading system, electronic voting system, an electronic ballot box system, an intelligent vote counting machine system, and full conference service plan. It can be used to channel registrations of the two sessions of government and highly high-end industry conferences, okay? So at the bottom of 2D Meeting website is what you find there. It advertises a variety of products on its site, including but not limited to conference voting systems, paperless reading systems, electronic sign-ins, electronic ticket box sign-in systems, smart ticket counting systems, conference service programs, electronic clouds billing systems, and many others on the, quote, functions section of their website. Many of their products incorporate Huawei technology, which is banned from the United States, as seen below Jinhua Hongzeng's 2D Meeting website. There it is right there. And it used to be here, Shady. So just some really good information. They directly list that they utilize China Mobile Telecom and China Unicom and boast about how Jinhua Hongzeng has covered three of the seven continents, including North America.
That was the honey main pot. One.
Are these called honeypots, yeah. Shady Group? Get your information.
Yes, sir. Yep.
The most notable findings from 2DMeetings.cn, Shady, was under the patent section where Jinhua Hongzeng lists, quote, Chinese and American patents, where Jinhua Hongzeng states the Hongzeng technical team has long term cooperation with security cryptography expert and professor of famous domestic university engaged in the security encryption research of offline election voting and applied for a patent in China for network system and data processing method for absentee elections. I mean, this is huge, guys. It's another boom. Now we're talking about blockchain voting. There's more booms coming from that, Shady Groove. I'm going to go ahead and drop this Substack into the chat, guys. Please get over there, click on it, read it, understand it. There's more coming. We ran out of time today, Shady, because there's just so much going on. But we're always wrong until we're right is becoming quite the quote lately, Shady Groove.
Yeah, quite the statement, right? And please do that. I'd like for you guys to all dig into that and get this information as it's coming out. As we're presenting this, I want you to understand that this is coming out in a way that we can absorb. We're not bombarding the community with all of this. We're trying to bring it forward articulately in a way that it can be digested, understood, and shared with people. Like we spoke earlier, this is not complicated. This has to do with your personal information. This has to do with people's personal information. And this has to do with whether or not you think it's a good idea that this company, Konec, with Polchief, should be having anything to do with your elections. Another interesting note, digging on the Eugene Yu guy over the weekend, I found interesting that they keep claiming this guy is a U.S. citizen, but he doesn't actually have a U.S. identification social security number. He has a Chinese number. So there's that.
So he's allegedly a Chinese spy.
Could be said that way, yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on the L.A. Gasson has the chance to become a national hero where we all wave our flags to him. Remember, I'm noticing a lot of these articles that saying that it only took data from L.A. County. DeKalb County, no. Just 3-2, three Democrats, two Republicans still using Polchief. I'm telling you guys, the damage is already done.
We have movement on Konec in Virginia. We have movement, I believe, in Michigan. We have movement in another, I think it might have been Minnesota. So there's articles out there from multiple different states, and we've also had a few morning news story coverages that weren't associated with the Mockingbird news in some of these locations. So interesting, they're deciding to take a little bit of their news back in some of these communities. I'm hoping that trend continues. Much love, guys.
Let's do this. Queued up tonight, 7 p.m. right here, rumble.com/MG Show. We love you guys. It's a revolution. You're always wrong until you're right. Shady Groove, good show. Love you.
whisper that I need a pretty good cause. Then I heard of Dr. X, the man with the cure. Just watch the television, yeah, you'll see there's something going on. Got no love for politicians, all that crazy scene in D.C. It's just a power mad town. But the time is ripe for changes, there's a growing feeling. They're taking a chance on a new kind of vision is due. I used to trust the media to tell me the truth. That was the truth. But now I see the payoffs everywhere I look. Only a trust when everyone's a drunk. Revolution coming, revolution coming. They keep selling me on TV about the communist plan. And all the shady preachers begging for my cash. Swiss bank accounts while giving their secretaries a slam. They're all in penthouse now. A Playboy magazine, $1 million stories to tell. I guess war wasn't wrong. Been 50 minutes long. Everyone's using everybody making the same.
www.mg.show. Boom.